Well, hello, hello, guys, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and today on the podcast, I'm super excited to tell you all about masks, algae masks, and we're going to learn about astaxanthin, which is a great nutrient in algae masks, and I'm here with my amazing staff. Everyone say hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, what's up?
Introduce ourselves. Let's start with Carissa, beautiful Carissa.
Hi, guys. I'm Carissa St. Rose. I'm working here at Dr. K's every Tuesday, so make sure you schedule your appointment with me.
Medical esthetician. She's the best with skincare. I've known you for so many years with so many different peel companies, and I know you know every peel in and out.
I try.
Yes. And Josh.
Hey, guys. Back on the podcast.
We'll give us little
Josh is a man.
Not awkward. We just got off of Dr. K's Mastery of Aesthetics. That was really fun to plan and be a part of. And we're looking forward to more exciting things this year, including more fun podcast guests. Talar.
Yes. Hello. My name's Talar. I am one of Dr. K's assistants, and I love my job.
Future trainee. Future injector. Future injector.
Future. Future.
Future PA.
Yes.
Yes. Amazing. And today I am doing, if you only could see me right now, I'm covered in gorgeous algae. I'm doing an algae mask. What do you call this mask, Carissa?
I'm calling it the 24K Glow.
24 karat. Mm-hmm. So it's got 24 karat gold actually in it. And what else are the great ingredients?
So it also has minerals and seaweed in it to provide moisturizing effects, and to also nourish the skin.
We need to talk about masks because masks are so popular. How many people in this room have done a sheet mask? All of us raise our hands.
Yes. For sure. Yes. Live off of those.
All the time. And I sometimes have found them a little irritating. Like some of the prepackaged ones I find quite stingy and irritating. Do you guys find that?
I feel like a lot of them are just like, it looks great, the packaging is great, and then you put it on your skin and you're like, wait, what is this? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't know what the heck chemicals are in it, actually. So one of the best ingredients in this mask is actually seaweed and algae. So algae, there are microalgae components of algae, and there's macroalgae. Macroalgae is what you find in the ocean. You see seaweed, kelp, and you know stuff that floats that you can actually pick up. Microalgae is a little tiny algae that actually produces all the beneficial ingredients for skin. So, have you guys ever tried an algae mask? Anyone?
I haven't, but I'm next after Dr. K.
I know. I'm wearing one now, and it's like so dewy and fresh, and it feels 10 degrees cooler than the regular temperature. Carissa, what do you know about these algae masks? You guys have seen them on Instagram. I know you have. They're really rubbery looking. They peel down.
You cover the mouth and you cover the eyes. They're very Instagram worthy.
Right. Yes, and we're going to post it on our Instagram story. But I see these are so popular in estheticians' offices. Why do you guys like these when you do treatments?
I like them because they provide a cooling effect to the skin, so they're fantastic to use post-treatment to soothe, reduce any inflammation, and infuse the antioxidants and any kind of anti-aging ingredients in the serums that you're going to use.
That's so true, and it seals in so much moisture into the skin, so it instantly provides more moisture, elasticity, and then there's so many beneficial vitamins that are in algae. Josh, do you know what they are?
Pop quiz. I think it definitely is anti-aging and moisturizing. From what I understand, it kind of just helps smooth the skin. And
wait, are all of the ingredients in these all natural, or?
This one, this particular mask, yes. It has vitamin A, B, C, and E. So those are like A, C, and E are your most potent antioxidants. And
let's not forget it has 24 karat gold dust as well.
Exactly.
That's the most important.
Yeah. That's going to tighten up the and firm the skin.
And then from the algae, actually algae produces several substances that are beneficial for skin. And when your skin is aging and wrinkling and exposed to oxygen, it gets oxidative damage. Have you guys ever seen a piece of newspaper in the driveway? It's sitting in the sun, turning what? Yellow, aged, crackled.
Gross.
So imagine your skin is so much more delicate than newspaper, and yet you go out without sunscreen. That's what's happening to your skin, oxidative damage. So that turning brown, crackling, that's oxidation. So your skin is damaged by reactive oxygen species that cause fine lines, wrinkles, aging process. So what do you need to combat that? That's why we use antioxidants, right? Correct. Chris, do you have any favorite antioxidants?
Vitamin C. I recommend everyone has a vitamin C in their regimen. Dr. K has a fantastic brightening serum that you can layer nicely with other products like additional serums as well as moisturizers.
Yeah, I love vitamin C. I hope you guys are all using it, right?
20-year-olds? I love vitamin C.
Yeah.
Well, it's natural, but it still kind of gets the job done without, you know, being abrasive on your skin.
As a guy, Josh, we get to pick on you extra, so.
I dare you. You dare me.
Josh knows more about skincare than I think anyone
else. More than the average man, and that's for sure.
I try.
What kind of stuff do you like to put on for your skin?
I've been really bad lately. I haven't really been taking the time to do my skincare routine, but, you know, I'll exfoliate with, like, either a glycolic acid cleanser or scrub, and then I like to do sheet masks from time to time.
Perfect. But,
I have a vitamin C serum that I use, and just, I don't like thick creams because my skin's already kind of oily as it is. But I think, like, serums, like the Deep Blue Hydration Serum, it's perfect for my skin type because it keeps it hydrated without making me greasy. Love that.
Love it. That's one of my most popular products out there. You guys have to definitely try it. And I have access to, like, so many free samples. So much free skincare comes through our office. But I kind of just stick with what's tried and true. I use that hydrating serum, the vitamin C. And Talar, what do I tell all of my patients that they need to do starting at age 20?
Retin A,
right? Yes. Well, vitamin C for 20s
and 30s, retin A.
Perfect. Yeah, yes. And you can start retin A in your 20s if you're like a real gunner and you really want to be that type A girl to get great skin. Start in your 20s. By all means, have perfect skin. Start in your 20s. But vitamin C, every 20-year-old should be using that. It's easy with your sunscreen. You don't need much when you're 20 to look gorgeous and glowy, but that helps a lot. And in your 30s, you start your retin A, right? So yes. We were talking about the newspaper in the driveway getting oxidation and damage. Then we start talking about, okay, that's where we use antioxidants like your vitamin C, like this anti-algae. This algae mask has so much antioxidant power, actually. Is Callie here? Because Callie was going to tell us all about the nutritional benefits of algae.
If you guys want to picture it, Dr. K is pretty much covered completely with this gold mask. She doesn't know who's in the room with her.
She looks fabulous.
I'm dripping in gold.
I just have
a little hole from my mouth to podcast. And this algae mask is permeating my skin. So
what does
algae
it feel
has,
like?
Have you guys heard of astaxanthin? This is something new that I was reading this book. It's called The Longevity Diet. And one of the most potent antioxidants out there is astaxanthin. And it's found, one of the biggest sources is microalgae. And so what are some antioxidants you guys know in your diet and your foods that we eat?
Blueberries.
Blueberries is really high potency. Pomegranate. Green tea. Green tea is amazing. Resveratrol, that's found in red wine, of course.
Blackberries.
Yes.
All of the berries, really. Strawberries.
Yes. Red peppers. Kind of the secret is if you eat the rainbow, the very brightly colored foods are the ones that have the highest antioxidant potentials. And that goes for green things, too, like really deep green broccoli, kale, and the green leafy vegetables. They have the most potent antioxidants. So, yeah, astaxanthin is like 1,000 times more potent than resveratrol and pomegranate, which is incredible. If you know anything about antioxidants, that's like super high potency. So anyway, this mask is permeating my skin with all of that good stuff. Astaxanthin is one of those things. But what kind of masks? Have any of you guys had masks that you make at home?
No, actually.
What?
I just...
No DIY? No Pinterest?
I never have, just because I don't know, like, is it all fraud? You know what I mean? Who can I trust? I've always wanted to try, like, the whole coconut oil thing, but I really never had. I need to.
I mean, I've tried, like,
a good recipe for
different ones on Pinterest. I'll link you to my Pinterest board.
We should put some on my Pinterest board. I am starting a Pinterest board.
I've been working on the Pinterest.
Yes.
I've been pinning some of our favorite things. But, you know, I've tried them. I've tried, like, a seaweed one that I made with, like, turmeric.
Okay, so seaweed mask at home.
Ooh, it feels nice. Okay, so this one time, I got like the seaweed from like Trader Joe's that you buy, and I put it in like a coffee grinder, and it just like made it really like thin and ground it up. And then you like mix it with like honey and like warm water and like some turmeric just to like brighten. Wow. But honestly, I can't say that like masks that you like DIY are gonna be the same as like a medical grade like skincare product or
exfoliant. I love you for saying that.
Right?
Yes.
Like it doesn't do it for me.
Right. No, I'm the same. I have tons of DIY recipes, but they don't give you the same effects that more medical grade products are gonna give you. With scientifically backed formulations, you're gonna see more results. And these at home masks should always be used to supplement any professional treatments that you're receiving in your doctor's office.
Mm. That makes sense.
Very true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people want to have the cheap, easy fix of like, okay, what can I get at CVS that's going to make my skin amazing? Like, no, I'm sorry, your $3 cream is not going to be as good or effective as your, you know, $40 to $50 thing that you can get in the doctor's office. It just is not. So you can buy those, and that's better than nothing, but medical grade is the best. And I frankly don't understand why people spend so much money at Sephora and Nordstrom's, because I love a good brand name, right? I mean, I love shopping. I love a good brand name, but like the bottling, the marketing, none of it compares to what we put into the bottles. The ingredients, wouldn't you say, Carissa?
I agree 1,000%.
Yes.
We were talking about your vitamin C serum earlier and just how like pure it is. Like, I mean, what makes it so effective, I guess?
Well, it's four different forms of vitamin C. So number one, when you're buying vitamin C, always look for a bottle that blocks light. You don't want light to enter the bottle, oxidize, and ruin your vitamin C sooner than it needs to be. You know, it will gradually become brown and oxidize, but not if it's in a great bottle. So mine's in a glass vial. It's protected from light, and it's four different formulations of vitamin C, not just one. And it's 15%. So, you know, if you look at other over-the-counter brands, a lot of people tell me, oh yeah, I'm already on vitamin C and I'm using this and that. And it's those ones sold over-the-counter are 3 to 5%.
At best.
Max. Mm-hmm. So you definitely get faster results. More ingredients equals faster results. I've done some DIY masks, though. Haven't you guys? In Indian culture, we use turmeric a lot. So that's that yellow powdered spice. It comes from a root. And it's actually something that brides do before they get married. They're supposed to have like a whole turmeric mask. They just mix it into a paste with maybe a little yogurt, a little honey, and a little turmeric. And you apply it, let it dry, and it gives the skin this beautiful golden glow.
I need to try that. I've drank turmeric, but I've never put it on my skin. And that's interesting.
How do you drink it?
Like golden milk?
Oh, it's one of our favorites. That.
It's so yummy.
What is your recipe? I want to try.
So just like over in a saucepan, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, whatever. Just mix that with some almond milk, some honey, turmeric, some ginger, and then some black pepper is really good too in it. And then just mix it, and I drink it at night, and it just soothes everything. Like, it helps with so much, and it tastes yummy. It's like a nice little treat at night, and it's so popular now. You go anywhere, and they have, like, golden milk latte, so.
Yeah, I've seen them
need
everywhere.
Need to try it.
Sounds delicious. Mm-hmm. Turmeric's great for inflammation, so I could see why it soothes everything as you drink it.
It's super potent, and, like, the active ingredients in turmeric have actually been studied. When I was a resident at UCLA, one of my co-residents did a study with turmeric, and the extracts were used in cell cultures of cancer cells, and it showed that it caused cancer cell death with turmeric, just basic turmeric. It was very, really good, interesting study, but I think that, you know, turmeric in your diet, there are reasons why the very ancient cultures have been doing things for thousands of years. And it's because, you know, with herbal Chinese medicine, with Indian Ayurvedic medicine, these techniques and these medicines have actually worked because that's all they had. They didn't have refineries and chemical compounding companies. They had turmeric. So and you find out that it works and then they use it. So it's interesting. It's passed down through all these generations. But I love that you're adding black pepper. Do you know why you should do that?
I don't. Can you teach me?
You know I'm going to teach you. Yes.
I know, please.
Whether you want to know or not.
No, if I want to know.
It potentiates the effect of the turmeric, so it makes it even more potent. So when you're doing your turmeric, add a sprinkle of black pepper crushed. It's perfect.
Now I know the purpose. It's a great tip.
Yeah, yes. It gives it a little bite, too.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh, how about you? Any DIY secrets besides the seaweed adventure?
No, I think I'm just honestly too lazy by the time I get home to just, like, do these DIYs, like, but...
Guys, I think, are not too into it. It's like, a good day if you wash your face and use moisturizer.
I'd rather just, like, use something that I know is going to work and is meant for my skin type than mess around with, you know, a random recipe by some, like, stay-at-home mom on Pinterest. No offense, you guys, but if my pores get clogged, I'm... gonna find you.
You're gonna capture those.
But no, Pinterest. I think a lot of it has to do with diet as well. What do you guys think?
For sure. Yeah. Wait, me and Carissa, or Carissa and I, were just talking about this, right? About, yes, like hormonal acne.
Yes, hormonal acne, and a lot of times in that same region, dairy can cause breakouts there. So that's oftentimes the number one thing that's exacerbating my clients' skin concerns is their dairy intake. Mm-hmm. And once I ask them about that, they're like, oh, they have an aha moment. And they're like, oh my gosh, I have cheese with every meal, or I drink a lot of milk, or I love milkshakes, whatever it is.
That's what it does. So, and that perioral acne is, or hormonal acne is found around the mouth. It's also called perioral or around the mouth acne, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. What are your favorite treatments for that? That's so hard to get rid of. I think women suffer a lot from that.
I like to, one, prescribe them getting off of dairy. That's the number one diet shift that I'll ask of them. I also make sure that they are using a good exfoliating cleanser, like a glycolic wash. That's always my favorite. And in order to prevent exacerbation of those breakout regions, you want to make sure you're nourishing your skin. A lot of times with acne, we want to over-exfoliate and strip the skin, and we forget to infuse nutrients. So you need, like, your healthy serums, toners, moisturizers, and definitely SPF every single day.
Yeah, very true. I think that's so true that people with acne want to have this tendency to over-cleanse.
Yes.
Yeah, and the more you strip your skin of oils,
the more oil it's going to produce.
The more oils it produces. So if you use those Clarisonic scrubber type of devices, more oils. More oils are coming. I mean, they exfoliate well, but then you produce more oils. So, and I just wanted to say you have a very pleasing radio voice.
Oh, thank you.
Don't you guys think she
does.
Has the,
you're
the,
a
it's the spa esthetician, like, very calming voice. That's, I love it.
Thank you.
I love it.
My boyfriend says I have a calming voice.
You do.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like that dietary discussion. So the other bad things are sugars, anything real sugary. Chocolate. Yes, chocolate does cause breakouts.
No.
Sorry.
Exactly.
You can always opt for dark chocolate.
I was just
gonna
say dark chocolate
is a little bit better
doesn't.
For you.
More like cacao and those kind of things. Like if you go for really ultra dark chocolate, that's good.
Yes.
And peanuts, they're very androgenic. So certain nuts have lots of androgens, which is the male hormone type of that stimulator, which makes for more oils, more cortisol, more breakouts. What else? What else is bad for skin? Milks for sure, like you said. I think the cleaner eating is really just better, you know. Meat is okay. Protein's all right. But, you know, too much grilled, barbecued stuff, polycyclic carbons that are found in grilled red meats, of course, can give colon cancer. And many studies now have proven the association between red meat and cancer. There's no doubt about it if you're a very meat-centered diet person that you're going to have a higher risk of cancer than someone who eats more of a green, vegetarian-based, you know, grain-based diet. So I don't know so much that it affects the skin, but we'll have to look into that.
What about, like, I've heard of, like, the champagne, like, facial masks or, like, I don't know. It doesn't sound like dipping your face in alcohol is a good idea.
I mean, it sounds delicious, but I don't know if I would.
It's very Instagram.
I don't know if I would do that on a patient.
I think it sounds like a bad idea. Alcohol is very dehydrating. That's actually one of the bad foods for your skin, yes, because number one, alcohol breaks down into a sugar, which is glycolation, which is bad for skin proteins. And number two, it's very dehydrating, right? Sucks all the water out of your system.
It certainly does.
Yeah. And salts are probably bad, too, for skin.
They create puffiness under the eyes. They steal all of the moisture from your skin as well.
Exactly. I feel like anything sometimes I'll sodium. Be eating something, and I'm like, I can feel the pimples coming out.
Well, I'm coming out with a sheet mask, actually, for brightening purposes. So I'm so excited to come up with the recipes for that. And I've used really intense hydrating ingredients, amazing brighteners, lighteners, and tighteners. And it's going to be very soothing, very easy to put on, and just kind of a typical sheet mask. Leave it on for 10 minutes and just really, you know, pamper yourself once a week. We need to do self-care once a week. This is like the first time I've taken care of myself, I think, in 3 months. So, yay.
Yes.
We'll have to get you in here for a peel next.
I know. Well, next up, thanks so much, everybody, for listening. Next up, Chris is going to remove my algae mask. And what's going to happen?
You're going to have a brightened effect to the skin tone, and you're going to feel a little bit tighter, and definitely a reduction in inflammation.
So this is 24 karat gold, and it's a glow mask. It's going to make me so amazingly glowy. I'm so excited to do this.
It's going to look 10 years younger.
Yay! You guys have to all come and try it, and then learn about doing masks for yourself. Try the sheet mask. Definitely eat some astaxanthin in your diet. And you can get that mainly from seafood sources, seaweed, kelps. It comes in a bottled pill form, of course. And learn about it. Read the Longevity Diet book. It's excellent. That is it for now, you guys. Stay beautiful, everyone. Say bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.